This paper analyzes the role played by serendipity in the discovery and clinical introduction of the first antidepressant drugs during the 1950s. The tricyclic antidepressants, the monoamine oxidase inhibitors, as well as the heterocyclic atypical or second-generation antidepressants. For this, we use our operational definition of serendipity, consisting of the discovery of something not sought, and we apply the four different patterns of serendipitous attributability that we have developed. The discovery of the antidepressant properties of imipramine and iproniacid, the prototypes of tricyclic antidepressants and monoamine oxidase inhibitors, respectively, fits the mixed type 2 pattern, consisting of serendipitous discoveries. Since imipramine was an antipsychotic and iproniacid was an antituberculosis agent, leading secondarily to non-serendipitous discoveries. On the contrary, the other components of these two families of drugs were developed specifically as antidepressants, modifying the chemical structure of the series leaders, thereby allowing all of them to be included in the type 4 pattern, characterized by the complete absence of serendipity. Among the heterocyclic drugs, meandrolone, originally developed as an antihistamine, also falls into the type 2 pattern. Our study confirms that serendipity played an important role in the discovery of the first antidepressant drugs, although its role in the discovery of new antidepressant agents seems to be diminishing.